Yeah, okay, no matter. Here's one. Buffalo. Go ahead, Buffalo.
Hey, one. Hello, one. He said, here's one. Hello, one.
Go ahead, Buffalo. You have your hand up.
Are you talking to me?
No, we are not talking to you.
Go ahead, Buffalo. You're trying to get through. You're on mute, maybe.
Buffalo?
Yes, go ahead.
There's an echo. There's an echo. There's an echo.
No, there isn't. Speak, sir.
Bobby, are you asking me to speak?
Yes.
It's Reiner.
Oh, Reiner, you've never been on before. You must have many questions now that you're where you are.
I'm mostly just very
You've heard
baffled.
From Lauren. We've had Reiner's son on, Lauren, many times, many months ago. But now Reiner's here. So Carolyn was right. She guessed your number, and, of course, you have your old Buffalo scene, and you have a Buffalo number.
Yeah,
Reiner.
I'm in Canada.
Okay,
yeah.
So what would you ask,
Ion? Sorry. You better hurry before they build the wall. You'll never get out of there.
Won't matter. I'll learn to fly, Ion.
Okay. It didn't work well for Merv Griffin.
Okay, Reiner, go ahead. We're waiting for you to take the mic. Did I mute him or something?
Arpeggio, Bob. Arpeggio. Yeah, what you want to talk about, Bob?
Did I mute you, Reiner?
Hey, Bob.
Sorry.
What you want to talk about? What you want to talk about?
Reiner, go ahead. This is the most inefficient show so far.
Well.
Reiner, wait, you don't want to say anything, Reiner? I think he disconnected. Oh, well. Let's go back to the old standby, Greg and Ginny. Okay, Greg and Ginny, go ahead.
Okay.
You
have to get up on.
Hey,
Ion. Last week when we were chitty-chatting, you said that the recipe for success, so to speak, is with the remnant.
Yes.
Okay. Are you talking about remnant DNA?
And other things as well. The remnant, the Dicky Dido. Do you know the Dicky Dido?
I don't.
Well, Google it.
Okay, Reiner, are you ready to go, Reiner? You're back here.
I suppose so.
Ginny's always here. No, go ahead.
I was simply saying, and Ian's comment was that I better be careful because I won't be able to get over that wall once Trump builds the wall. But when I commented that I was going to learn to fly, so it won't matter, you cut me off.
Yeah, I accidentally hit the wrong button. Yeah, you're right. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But now you're back.
Ion is telling me I will never learn to fly, obviously. That's what I'm hearing.
No, we think you just protest too much.
Well, I'm mostly perplexed and fascinated by the conversations around what is happening to the U.S.
Vexation is a state of mind.
Well, I'm new to this, Ion, so it's a curious scene for my novice ears. I don't really have anything profound or interesting to ask. I have one simple question, and that is Trump's attitude going to, or Trump's approach to, let's say, the future of education, if there is a future, does he have a sense of protecting that in terms of what Ion understands?
You got to go a different way than that. But you think we have to understand something to have that as a question? The answer is no.
Okay. Fair enough.
So try a different way.
Well, I'm just, because I'm an educator as well as a visual artist, I'm curious to see whether there is any evidence of confidence in the continuation of post-secondary education.
There is no first there. There's no second or first kind of education. There is no education.
Why would you say that?
Because if you don't learn it, you know it. It takes a mind to learn something. If you know it, you don't have to study it.
So even the question of study is obviously a moot point.
It's the study is what you do when you can't know it. You have to study it when you can't know it.
All right, so let's ask about the fact of that the huge university system that exists in the U.S.
There's no university of anything in the U.S. Sorry.
Oh.
That's where they go to make more fiat money. Who comes out? These people coming out with these sheep skins. Lots of sheep are giving up their skin so these people can go work at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And everybody that's really smart, all they do is they got a really sharp Googler.
So what's ahead for the U.S. with Trump as the president?
Greatness.
Well, that's way too easy. That's what he says. What else?
They're going to get rid of all the foreigners.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. They're either going to be absorbed or repelled.
And how will that be accomplished?
Bullets.
So basically out-and-out warfare.
Well, there'll be a fair, all right, but we don't know how warous it will be.
Well, if there's going to be bullets, someone's going to be shooting something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they've been doing that anyway. They're doing that now.
Are they going to escalate that is what I'm asking.
Well, that's all relative, you see. It's not a problem if somebody's breaking in your house and going to kill your family and you take a gun and shoot them in the fucking head. When that's the case, that's no problem. It's when you do it to the police that get upset. See?
That doesn't answer the fact of how foreigners are going to be gotten rid of. Is it going to be like a one-at-a-time thing, a couple-at-a-time thing, a community?
No, it's going to be mass communicating.
Seriously? Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it's not bad. It's not a problem. Most of them are going to be ready to go, too. When they leave, they'll be ready to go.
How soon will this happen?
Yesterday.
Hey, Reiner, here's what I've been saying for a couple months now, that I guess when Trump comes in, they're going to, at customs, at the border, ask somebody, are you a Muslim?
They're already doing
I think
already
then that. The person answers yes. Now, this is what I said. And the customs guy will shoot the Muslim. And
in the head.
In the head. And that'll stop everything. Nobody be talking about being a Muslim when they try to come into the state.
No. If they come in, then you only got to kill three of them. And if you do that, somebody will tweet about it. And they'll ask them the rest of them. And they won't anybody else say that they're a radical Islamist terrorist. There you go. Awesome.
Oh, that's the question. So you're saying the question will be, are you a radical Islamic terrorist? And if someone dares to say yes, he'll be shot, and they'll do that three times, and then that won't be an issue anymore.
Yeah, all solved.
Yeah, that's what he's been saying, Reiner.
Yeah, okay, because I haven't been listening in much. I've been trying to catch up on some of the archive tapes. So, in other words, this sounds to me like the wall that he's building. That sounds like the wall itself. Is that true?
No. Deportation is not the wall.
Oh, okay. Coffee, I thought maybe you were speaking in metaphors.
Coffee doesn't. Carolyn hates metaphors. She hates them.
Well, metaphors don't do medicine very well. That's true.
We think so. A nice medicinal poultice is always good. A mustard poultice is good, too.
True that. Mm-hmm. Doesn't build a wall, though,
true
right?
That. True that. True that. True that.
So you're saying that Trump will build a physical wall, like a physical wall made of concrete and whatnot.
Or maybe the bones of radical Islam terrorists. That'd be nice. That worked really good. That really worked good for the 300. The Babylonians got really pissed about that, didn't they?
Yeah, that would scare the shit out of people when they saw a bone sticking out of the wall,
Those damn Syrophoenicians.
So what happens to Canada?
We sold it.
Yeah, that's been going on for a long time. What does that mean, though?
We don't own it anymore. Somebody else does. You're someone else's problem now.
Yeah, Reiner, Ion has been saying for 3 or 4 years, we ever bring up Canada, he says, it's not going to be good there. That's in general what Ion has said about Canada.
Oh.
Do you want to ask a particular about that?
Well, what does that mean, it's not going to be good? I mean, give me some examples.
It's going to be bad, very bad.
Yeah, but that's just a word. What do you mean by bad?
Let's see, death, destruction, pain, anguish, agony, boils, black death, dogs and cats laying together, airplanes blowing up on the tarmac, the fracking earth sucking up all the resources that have been taken from it. Everyone in Toronto goes into the Niagara Bay. Let's see, Saskatchewan is eaten by a, what do you call that? That they have him in Mexico. He jumps over the wall. Chupacabra. There you go. Chupacabra. There you go. He jumps over the wall and goes to Canada and eats everybody in Saskatchewan.
Okay. That's a pretty dire picture.
He means
well, Bobby did ask, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Okay. Well, that's all. I haven't got much more to ask than that, Ion. It sounds like a really fabulous future. I'm really thrilled.
So you're just, Ryder, yeah. That's just
could,
the basic survivalist thing.
You could be thankful.
Ask something
thankful
about art history.
You've had a few good years. You should be thankful for those.
I'm great. Yeah, I guess you've had a few yourself.
Well, it's true, but see, without time, it's kind of nebulous for us, but every day you talk yourself out of suicide is a great day, huh?
Every day on this side of the grass, as they say, yeah, good day.
Just turn the green side up.
So, what did you say?
Hey, Reiner, that's Ross Survival. Ask an intellectual question.
Be all right.
I don't have any.
What did you say? Get out?
I have no intellectual questions.
No, we told him just to be, it'll be all right. Just tell him to hurry up and get out. You'll be all right.
Can you hurry up and get out of Canada?
Ask about how.
Hell yeah.
Where do you think is a good place to go?
Anywhere. Better than there.
That does leave it wide open, yep.
You have many choices. You can't say we're discriminating. Everything's better than Canada.
Yeah, there you go.
Where do you live? Anywhere but Canada.
Ask about art technique. Ask about what you could do in your art that will help you adjust to the post-Canada phase of your life.
Quite frankly, Bobby, the answer wouldn't interest me because I take it one day at a time.
Well, maybe I can supplement that.
That's a song. One day at a time.
Absolutely.
That's good. I like that.
Okay, why don't somebody else ask some questions? I'm good here.
You don't want to ask about art? I ask about art all the time.
Well, doesn't really matter to me because I'm doing what I'm doing.
Hey, Ion, how many people knew that Marcel Duchamp was doing his last work? It was supposedly done in secret from 46 to 66. How many people did he actually let know what he was doing?
37.
What was it? What's 37? What's the name of that thing, Reiner? The glass? No, that's 1913. What's the name of the final thing? Donne? Given? But
yeah, I forgot. The piece that's at in the Philadelphia Museum. Yeah.
Yeah, Etant Donne. I think it's Etant Donne. So 37 people, was he doing that at random, or were they people in the art establishment, or people he befriended? What was the criteria for who he told Ion?
He owed him money.
So he would, give him a secret, and did anybody betray?
I thought you were going to use the word drops, not money.
Well, that's later. We're talking about 46 to 66.
Okay.
But Ian, the...
This was right after Walter Winchell.
That's right. Winchell went down about then, in that period, the 50s, when TV came in. So Duchamp, did anybody betray Duchamp and tell other people about his secret?
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham, the guy that David Bowie followed. Oh, no, that's a senator. Sorry, mixed up. Lindsey Graham, the mime in England. Forget his name.
And
Lionel
Mimi.
Somebody.
Yes, good.
The Mimi. Yeah, Mimi. But, Lindsey Graham, Lindsey Graham found out? The senator? Representative,
yes.
Whatever he is?
No.
That was a joke. But did anybody know in the art world and tell some other people, and then they all agreed to let Duchamp have his secret and didn't write about it in the art magazines? Was there an agreement to not betray his secret?
Well,
even though...
Well, sort of did. It was you two.
Yeah, that's the thing about Ion, Reiner, is all times are happening. So we visited the Chambord Castle, which was built, according to historians, in 1519 by Leonardo da Vinci and King Francis I. Well, we found out from Ion that the guy who started was Nicholas II, the czar who got nailed in the Russian Revolution and didn't die. So that's where we have different images of history and time and historical
position.
We
got position. It, Bob. Check your inbox. Play that one shorty, and it'll solve your whole set. It's great. Play that one in your top one in your inbox. Most current.
Oh yeah, that's one day.
Don't say
time.
It. Don't. Okay. Damn. Fuck up everything. Do not say all that shit. Forget it. Move on.
I ruined it. I had a joke.
This is it. This is it. This is life.
That was right. Now you muddled through. So good. Go with it. Carry on.
I recognize. I was looking at it.
When it gets really bad,
I recognize the young girl.
And terrible, and you want to kill yourself and do our stuff. Come back, and we'll help you. We promise we will. Because unlike the rest of those ridiculous, miserable people, we care about you.
Sorry. What'd you say? They care about
Ryan. We care about him. We care about him. However ridiculous it is, we care about him. You really better get... Carolyn's been trying to get us to do this for years, for drops and drops and drops, but we won't do it. But we did it for you, so consider yourself well in the food chain.
All right.
Yeah, I recognize the Mackenzie Phillips. She was the daughter of the mamas and papas, John Phillips. She got in trouble or something. Remember that, Carol? Mackenzie Phillips?
Everybody
did. She's in this TV show, One Day at a Time, in the intro I just saw. Do you remember that show, Reiner?
Vaguely, yeah. I don't watch a lot of TV, so I kind of sort of remember that, yeah.
See, he doesn't even have an Android bride.
It's Cody McClure's Mechanical Bride, Reiner. You don't even have an Android bride.
No, Android bride. It's not an Apple product. They don't have Apple in Canada, do they, Bob?
No, we have nothing here in Canada.
But problem, pain,
we don't own anything here, remember?
Pain, we really don't, but pain, death, and destruction mostly. But yeah, we understand. We're sorry.
Yeah.
We have no apples, we have no oranges,
we have no bananas.
Yes, you do. They import all those good things. All those things are imported.
Yeah, they fly them here over the wall.
They come here from nice places.
Yeah, they come from Hawaii. And so do the drops.
Sorry. They have to be imported.
No, the drops don't come from Hawaii.
No, I know.
No, but they don't come over the wall. They're currency.
Yeah, we love it.
Rihanna.
Okay, well, Reiner.
Oh, and Shania Twain came from there. That's a good thing that came out of Canada. It's not there anymore, but it came out of Canada.
And I didn't know Rihanna came from Canada.
Well, we just told you.
Okay, Reiner, we'll put you on hold for a while. We'll come back to you if you're still here, see if you recovered some new questions.
Everybody's watching.
But, welcome. Welcome to your first time. I hope it lived up to your expectations.
Oh, is he a first-timer?
It's fascinating.
We take all that back. You're on your own. You're a first-timer? Oh, get out. Get away. What are you talking about? We don't really care about you. People have been their whole living lives trying to get close to us, and here we have committed ourselves to taking care of you and the plague of fucking Canada, and now you've got us in the soup. Lord have mercy. Call George Renault. Maybe he can save you.
I've listened to the archives, and I've known a little bit about Bobby and Carolyn for almost 40 years, so... It's not exactly a newcomer in that regard.
Well, that's a happy day then. Well, fasten on tight. Tie your rope really tight for your seatbelt and hang on tight. We'll teach you some ways you're bound to like some of them.
All right.
All right, let's go over. Let's go back to Ginny. We interrupted her point. Thanks, Reiner. Okay, Ginny, go ahead.
Hey, Bob, thanks. Okay, so, Ion, we're talking about remnant DNA, and then you said the hairs of her Dickie Dido, which are her pubic hairs that hang down to her knees.
Oh, my goodness.
Language.
This is a family show.
It said,
come on, man.
It
we
said,
can't be talking like
it.
Come
said,
on, man. We can't be
now
talking
listen,
like that.
Now, listen. You'd need a coal miner to find her vagina. If she were my daughter, I'd have her hairs cut shorter. I've touched it and licked it, and it tasted just like brisket. Ion. You're so fucking raunchy. What does this have to do with the remnant... DNA, or did you just want
the
me
leftover
to say
part.
It?
It's the leftover part. So, yeah, there you go.
The leftover
Bob,
part.
Bob,
all right,
Bob
very
could even,
good.
Bob could even play it. It's in his inbox somewhere. He sent himself an email to look into his inbox later when he finds it, and it'll be, oh, yeah, that was the thing we were supposed to have then to now, but you have been unwittingly saved the day.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Well, I'm totally
now,
undone after that.
You got to play it now, Bob. Bob, you got to play it now.
You got to play it, and you got to go.
You got to play it now.
You got to get the lyrics of the hairs of her Dickie Dido. You got to get the lyrics because they're hilarious.
Okay. Here we go.
Baby, this is what you came for.
Wrong one, Bob.
Strikes every time she moves.
That one's coming up in a little bit, Bob.
Okay, wrong one. So maybe you could tell me what it is. Is that asking too much?
Go to beerandrugby.com. The song is called The Mayor's Daughter. The last verse is, she slept with a demon who washed her with semen, and hairs on her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. Very elucidating.
Yes, I licked it, I licked it, and I even drop kicked it. I fucked her, I sucked her, and even loose rucked her. I touched it, I poked it, and I even rolled and smoked it. Oh, my God.
No wonder the Muslims hate us. Is that Greg in the background?
Lord. Yes. Oh, my God. He's having a cackling cow.
We'll have to make this song and see if they become a radical Islamic terrorist. Maybe this is the essence of it all.
Oh, my God. No doubt.
Is
we
this
are
Rihanna's
definitely...
song, Sledgehammer?
No, Bob.
What's
it's
the name
of the
Bob?
Mayor's daughter.
Well, that ain't listed here. He sent me a lot of songs. I don't see it here.
Well, find it yourself.
The Hairs of Her Dickie Dido.
I'll send it to you right now.
Yeah,
little Bobby.
Yeah.
Little Bobby.
Oh, there it is. He's already sent a count. Okay. Dickie Dido.
99 times.
Yes.
99 times.
Oh, the mayor of Bayswater, he has a lovely daughter, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. If she were my daughter, I'd have them cut much shorter, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. I felt it, it's just like a patch of velvet, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. I know, cause I've seen them, I've been up and in between them, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. Her father's an Italian, with balls like a bloody stallion, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. It takes a Welsh miner to find a vagina, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. I stroke them, I poke them, I've even rolled them up and smoked them, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. You have to be ready to roll them up just like spaghetti, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. There's a red one, there's a cherry one, there's a one with a dingleberry on, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. There's a black one, there's a white one, there's one with a bit of shite on, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. There's a red one, there's a cherry one, there's a one with a dingleberry on, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees. There's a black one, there's a white one, there's one with a bit of shite on, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees, and the hairs of her Dickie Dido hang down to her knees.
Bob.
Outstanding, Bob. That was fantastic.
That was terrible. This is a... P. Diddy's going to get on you for playing that trash, Bob. Phew. He's gone off the rails, man. Nothing we can do.
Let's bring in. Are you finished, Ginny? Did you have anything you want to talk about?
Oh, my God. How can I top that, Bob? I don't know. You'll have to ask Greg if he's got any questions, but I'm pretty much undone now.
Greg?
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Ion, there is a fishermen and people have reported a pinging sound from the ocean floor in an area of the Helka Strait in the Northwest Territories. Can you tell us what the source of that pinging sound is?
It is a non-metallic element that is the simplest and lightest of the elements and is normally a colorless, odorless, highly flammable diatomic gas.
And the name of that gas?
Hydrogen.
An isotope of hydrogen or straight elemental hydrogen?
Elemental.
Okay, in order for that to occur, it's got to be vibrating to create some kind of sound. What is the frequency that elemental hydrogen could be vibrating at?
6.3421.
Where have we heard 6.3241 before?
I know. Oh.
Ginny Bell knows.
They're from the, it's in her. Yeah.
It's in her
notes. My angel chart.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, it's in the angel chart.
Reminding us all. Very good. And
so
Ion,
Greg, let's find it. What is it?
It's not the, let's see, the 3.4. It's the perfected cell.
The frequency of the perfected cell. Well, that was in
the ping. The ping is trying to find you. And so you're looking for it, and instead it's found you. And it's in a position, it could have come from Bimini, it could have come from Atlantis, it could have come from George Nelson Rockefeller's butthole, but it's so far, it's coming from the deep blue sea.
Did you say it was up in the Northwest Territories, Greg? Northwest Territories.
Yes, Bob.
Okay, NWT. Yeah. Go ahead.
Near the Hecla Strait.
You can't say,
okay, so
you can't say colored people. Don't say colored people. That's not good either. The NAACP got changed.
Just make it rhyme with Seagull. Soft R. Soft R.
You can't say colored people because that's not right. They don't like it.
So the rumors of it being the black box from the missing Malaysian flight obviously have now been dispelled. So excellent.
That is correct. It is not that. But there's two more planes that are fixing to disappear, though. So you'll know about those. It'll be fun. But it may not make the news. I mean, President Trump's sort of taking the day these days, eh?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. It's great. Exhausted, Greg.
Of course. Hey, there is a super moon coming November the 4th. I believe it's referred to as a perigee moon that's happening. They call it a super moon because of the ellipse and its traveling and its closeness and proximity to the Earth.
No, it's because of the alignment.
Of the Earth, the moon, and the sun.
Well, and other planets, too.
Describe some of the anomalies that this perigee moon will bestow upon us.
Trump's easy path to the Electoral College, winning 294 electoral votes, maybe?
Maybe, Ian. You're not being sure? Was that a precise prediction?
We're trying to be glib.
294 electoral college seats, is that what you say?
Votes.
Electoral college seats. What? Votes?
The electoral votes. College votes.
294. What do they need? About 270 to win, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, 270.
And would that be considered a landslide?
We don't care about that. This is the candidate who suggested that we get torches and pitchforks. So you really don't want to have a blitzkrieg on your hands. You want a nice soft landing. It's much better.
Hey, Greg, there's this Der Spiegel, you know, the German time magazine kind of thing.
60609. 60609.
What's that?
Spiegel.
Oh, okay. 60609. So they did an article about
the Spiegel magazine, 60609.
Yeah, zip code. They did an article on the election just the other day. And they did a nice inventory of major events over the last few years. So they talk about January 2015, so almost 2 years ago, Trump shows up at some Tea Party convention, and he gives a speech. He hasn't announced his candidacy for the president. But nobody gives him any mind. Nobody pays attention to him. He has his bodyguards, which the journalist says looks ridiculous because nobody's out to get him. But he's wandering around. No one will talk to him. Finally, some bored reporters were forced to talk to him. So they asked him, what's he got to say? And he says, well, how could we make America great again? And the reporter says, well, how? He says, vote Donald Trump. Make me president. That's how it started. A guy wandering around like me. At a McLuhan convention on the outskirts. Nobody will talk to me. And he's walking around. He can't get any attention. And look at it. 2 years later, look what happened. It's a pretty neat beginning point.
It is. That is pretty cool. Creation.
Yeah, he created. And then we found out that he could create what he wanted. So he declared.
That's right.
He declared right there, make me president. I'll do it. That was his opening statement to them. He declares on Bloomsday, which was a really good move. June 16th, 2015, you know, the date of Ulysses by James Joyce. And maybe just before that, he does his first tweet. And his first tweet is, how can a woman who can't satisfy her husband expect to satisfy Americans? That was his opening shot across the bow. That's incredible, eh?
Totally.
I mean, this guy,
this is the level we're going for. That's freaking great. And I saw an interview with him 25 years ago. It was just a small snippet, and the reporter, just for shits and giggles, I guess, said, well, would you ever run for the president? And he just looked her straight in the eye and said, I would have some very controversial policies. That's 25 years ago.
Oh, he said that.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, did you listen to my stuff I played on What Youth?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I was listening to it all day today.
Yeah, what Ian said. Yeah, what Ian said 7 years ago was very interesting. What haven't you told us about Donald Trump, Ian?
He's got big hands.
Now, what was that about? They were complaining about his hands back there in the debates. I can't remember what the
position was. They were comparing it to the size of his TT.
So he had little hands?
No, he has big hands, and he said there's no problem down there.
Yeah, as a potential president, he claimed he's well hung. I mean, that's, of course, a Trumpism. Excellent. I'm only going to bring people into my cabinet who are well hung.
Does Trump not believe in protecting children from the world of the adults,
or prophylactics? He doesn't believe in prophylactics either.
So his children grew up witnessing him being crude in language terms, joking, locker room humor?
No.
They grew up in a locker room humor environment?
Not much. No, actually, if you look at his family, they're very well behaved.
Yeah. They're slaves to the Don. Yes, they're
right.
Police victims, or what do you call them? MK Ultra victims.
Okay, Julian Assad obviously has financing. Is there a organization that is known that has been providing him with protection and financing in order for him to do his thing?
Yeah, it's Bob.
Yeah, apparently I want Trump in, or he's working for me. He's been saying that lately. What was your question? Let me just get that down.
Julian Assad, who's financing him, you know, in order for him
right.
to have some protection and continue to do what he's doing. Bob, and it's Bob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I seem to be one of the few people who can do anything on the financial level because I'm the only one with any gold or money. People blew it.
It means something. That's right, yeah.
Do you grab women by their pussy, Bob?
No, I have not done that.
It's all the rage.
Yeah,
you don't
have to. Well, I was just looking at a Miley.
You don't even have to ask.
A Miley Cyrus video, her new video, she's there jutting her vagina out to the crowd, to the guys. She does it right in public.
Kids today.
Yeah.
Which of the three Jesuses are voting for Trump, Ian?
All of them.
All three Jesuses are voting for Trump. That's a good one.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks, Bob.
All right, we'll get someone else. You finished, Greg?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Bob. Thanks, Carol.
You've lowered the bar here to ridiculous topics. Let's see what
Oh, yes. I am. Oh, boy, have I ever lowered the bar, yeah.
You have. You've lowered the bar. You followed Ion down into the basement.
Ginny wins first prize on this one because she bit. Ginny won this one. She's got it hands down. She gets a raise on this one. It was on the money. On the money.
Dido.
No one else would like that. Ginny
my
Bale.
Life is
kudos.
Now complete.
kudos to the Ginny Bale.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Are you ready, Chad?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you drop off accidentally?
Number one, it's about time.
Yeah. Hi, Ion. Will domain names be used in the black cloud, or are they going to disappear?
Say your first sentence again.
Will domain names, you know, like .coms, be
they're
used
gone.
In the black cloud?
They're gone.
Okay.
Well, they aren't doing good now. You're running out of them.
Well, if we're running out of them, doesn't that mean more demand?
No. When you're running out of them, once you use them all, then you can't have them because you've used them all, haven't you?
Yeah, but they can be resold. So if there's billions of Chinese people coming online and Chinese investors want to buy a domain name, they're going to pay more for it than what it's worth now, right?
It's not about that. It's the nomenclature isn't bought or sold. The nomenclature is how it's known. And how it's known is fleeting. You will not be known by that.
So will it be known by Google searches?
Computer says no. The epsilon, delta, pi does not equate in the alphabet people.
Okay, so if domain names won't be used in the black cloud, describe the correct scheme for finding things
no
on
scheme,
the cloud.
No scheme. You'll intend it, and it'll present to you.
Okay.
Now, Google, a problem. Listen, you're smart. You know this. You're having problem now defining in such a way that a search engine can find what the people are trying to achieve. You already have the position now where they have to be very precise and exact, or like Bing, it takes you anywhere. Well, they say that about us, too. You have to be very specific. If you say Spiegel to us, it's 60609, because that's where in Spiegel catalog is from. That's the zip code. But that's not the Spiegel Bob was speaking about. So you have to be specific. So even in the finding of normal things, you must know that which it is that you know that it is. And that's even fleeting. You have to simplify your fancy know of everything. It has to be simplified. So something as trite and a glib cliche as a domain name is all but gone. It won't be known as that at all.
So what will be the main communication medium of the black cloud, text, voice, or video?
Neither.
Is it some bioelectric thing?
It's carbon bioelectric.
If it's nanotechnology, then yeah.
Well, we adore nano, but we can't say that. We can't even say pico, because they told us we can't do that anymore.
So the main medium of communication for the black cloud, is it non-physical?
Until you name it.
So I just put a name to it, and then it is?
The draft of the boat is not the boat, correct?
Right.
The water that the boat's in is not the boat, is it?
No.
But if the boat is not dry docked, it's in the ocean, and it's based or judged by its draft, is it not?
That's right.
So are your searches and domain names?
They're like the boat or the draft?
Or the water? Or the ship? Or the stern? Or the bow? Which is it? All those have to do with the boat. So which is the domain name for the adventure?
So with the black cloud, it requires a bunch of new names for things, correct?
Well, it's going to be renamed. It's going to be changed. Yes. Bob can't keep up with all these things. You know this. You know,
yeah, I noticed that.
Been trying to explain triangulation, and you saw how that ended up.
But will people have more or less privacy than they have now in the cloud, in the black cloud?
They have no privacy either because they keep putting their crooks and nannies on the internet.
So will they have more privacy with the black cloud?
Less privacy. You won't need
even
privacy.
Less.
Privacy doesn't matter. You flip your dick out and show it to anybody walking around right now. There is no privacy anymore. Have not seen Snapchat.
Right. So what's the purpose of I don't see a purpose to encryption. What's the purpose of encryption, then, in the black cloud if there's no privacy?
There will be no encryption. It's not necessary.
Well, then what's the purpose of having me work on a cipher?
Oh,
that's encryption.
So you can fit it. Because it didn't fit.
So that it didn't fit. So I can see how it doesn't work. Is that right?
Perfect. Perfect. Good for you. Now we're communicating, number one.
So is this like when I did the 3D program and I turned the angel diagram upside down and the other side, it looked weird. And you told me you did it so I could see how fucked up it was, and that was the only purpose?
Do. And it worked out good. And the Vixie's 3159, that's good news, isn't it?
That's pretty high. Will there still be a press, or is it going to be more organizations like WikiLeaks that take the place of the press?
But even that won't even work. None of this works, because right now everything is instant, and if it's more than 4 seconds old, they think it's history. The computer now is a textbook. It's a history log. It's telling you the
story. It's all rear view?
Tomorrow. Well, it's telling you what's going to happen tomorrow, and it's still rear view. Okay, well, so would you ask if you got another good question?
I don't want to return to Canada ever again. So,
good.
But at the same time, I don't want to go. Yeah, I don't want to do the "we the people" bullshit either. So, do I just stand on American soil until I get declared a Canadian refugee?
You don't want to be a refugee. Just don't worry about that. We'll take care of it.
You got this? Okay.
Yeah, we got this. That's so funny. We've gotten you this far, have we not?
Yeah.
Well,
okay, so I just keep just doing whatever the fuck I please, right?
Just saying. Well, mind your pints and quarts. But yes, that will be fine. And, well, no, that's okay. You'll see.
Is there a way I can profit from the coming collapse of Canada?
You could short the tree options.
All right. Did you just say that it was my last question earlier?
Well, we can make it hurry, but yeah.
Have the Ascended always had access to the Black Cloud?
Yes.
And did they access it by doing things like talk to fireplaces and rocks and things like that?
We'd speak to people.
So they could have been talking to the Black Cloud through their dog, for example? Is that right?
Sometimes.
So is the Black Cloud
or their
technological?
Tree.
Or their tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's his name? Palmer from Twin Peaks? The Oak Tree Lodge
mm-hmm.
thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I think I'm good for now.
Well, thank
mangoes,
you very much, Chad.
Eat mangoes.
All right.
Okay,
thanks,
so
Ion.
I'm
thanks,
go
Bob.
Back to Reiner. Okay, you're welcome. Now, Reiner, you see how we went from silly porno to technical talk? This is what we're doing with Ion. It's incredible.
The red maples.
The range.
The red maple. Red maples.
To red maples. Are you there, Reiner? I see your number still there.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, now you're noticing you cannot make an opinion about Ion based on listening for 10, 15 minutes or even 2 years. Do you see the range what we cover on this show, depending on
I've noticed that in the archives. I've certainly noticed that here and in the archives. I don't have any problem with that. I just don't have any good questions.
Well, you will, but we don't look for good questions. Any words will do. I tell people, come up with the stupidest question. We just need words, because I don't respond to any words.
Let's ask us. We haven't had a good question yet.
In the 8 years you've been here, Ion? Is that what you're saying?
Not yet. We're hoping for one.
I guess the question will be, then, why do you bother coming if you haven't got any good questions?
We wonder that ourselves. We wonder that ourselves. It's the interplay. The distance and the interplay. It's those fucked up bodies, all those bodies. We want to fuck all of Bob's pen pads. We want to fuck all of Bob's pen pads if we can nut them all.
So you've come here to fuck us all. Is that what you're doing
no,
now?
No. Just Bob's chart.
Well, Club 22, you were a member of Club 22, Reiner. You don't get off that easy.
That's true. Club 22, what could you do?
Well, I can just listen. I like to listen.
Bob, he's Canadian. You can't.
Yeah, he's a Canadian. They're passive. Zappa had the same complaint about Canadians. He said, sit there and watch us. But a couple years ago, I realized that I ask questions, we get answers.
Mm-hmm.
You could ask the same question to get different answers. So listening to me or anybody else does not apply to you. You have to engage with Ion. You ask any questions you want, and you do it. That's where you find out what Ion is for you. But many people start off listening, all the archives like you're doing, but in the end, it starts when you start talking to Ion, and you might get completely different answers than I got. So that's an interesting point to notice.
No, I appreciate that, yeah. But it doesn't change the fact that I haven't got anything to ask yet. That's the problem. I'm trying to think.
Okay, have you got something to declare? The whole thing is to learn how to take your power and declare. Would you have something to do to declare rather than question?
Okay, I declare that life is good.
Well, that's a shocker. That's not true, Ryder. That is an absolute mistaken attitude there.
Okay, Bob, on that note, in your inbox, the top one in your inbox is just arriving. It's one you've already got, but the order's out of whack, and you've got about 10,000 in there. Don't lose those. You're going to use those for tomorrow, too. But play that one. You can play us out with that. It's been great fun, y'all.
All right, thank you. Are you talking about Calvin Harris? Which one?
Yes, that one, the newest one.
What We Came For. Oh, yeah, that's answering, like Reiner would say, what do you came for? And he's got a song about it, Reiner. That's pretty neat.
There you go.
But you didn't come here. Ian was always here, Reiner. And that's what Ian, just that I noticed it.
Well, why did Ian decide to speak then?
Because the golf was empty.
You weren't ascending.
Yeah, out of pity. Out of sympathy.
Out of sympathy.
Cool. Yeah, he started to speak.
Is that like
Bob?
What, Carol? Ian?
Is that
what,
like
Carol?
Pity fuck.
Pity fuck, yeah. Yeah, friends with benefits.
Okay. Benefits with friends, okay. Play it out.
All right.
You in the morning, Bob.
All right, thank you very much for showing up.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
thank
so
you.
We got to play this.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you for being patient.
Oh, no way. We're not even a doctor.
Okay, I'm going to mute Chad. I'll mute Reiner.
Come back tomorrow, number one.
Yeah, you got that, number one? Come back tomorrow. Okay, so we play this.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
This is what you came for.